Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for November the 30th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax and supramarkets. We start with the Capesize sector, where rates eased in the east as the week drew to a close. The major Australian shippers had been relatively active, with rates peaking around $9 for the early positions for 160,000-tonne 10% cargoes from Dampier to Qingdao. As the week closed, Rio Tinto booked a ship for 9-11 December at $8.50, while BHP Billiton allegedly took two ships for 170,000 tonnes, 10%, for around 16 December laydays from Port Hedland at under $8.50. The Tubarão Qingdao trade was very sluggish, with the rate hovering around $20.50. A relatively long list for ballasters from the east is likely to have a negative impact on rates. For the Panamax sector, it was a busy close to the week for transatlantic business, with demand for prompt tonnage to move coal underpinning rates. Rates for rounds hovered around $9,000 daily. Cargoes for second half December were limited, however. Front haul trade has been scarce from the US Gulf, but rates were holding at fairly steady levels. South America trades remained served by ballasters from the Indian Ocean. With limited demand and a growing list of tonnage in North Asia, there was pressure on rates. Indonesia was the busiest area, particularly for cargoes heading to India. This trade commanded a premium, given the current limited employment for ships coming open there. The rate for NOPAC rounds for ships open Japan, South Korea dropped to $8,000 daily, and in some cases, even less. For the Supramaxes, the US Gulf has been the centre of attraction in the Atlantic, with steady to firm levels seen, whilst a strengthening Asian market was underpinned by continued activity from Indonesia, with stronger rates paid. Thanks for listening.